Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Just less than a week to go to our next Comrades Marathon online seminar. Lindsay, a question in that is Comrades related, and it's got to do with the taper. We practically just under 3 weeks out from race day now. What's from a tapering perspective, can you talk us through what people should be doing between now and race day? I know it's difficult because everyone's sort of doing their own distances and that sort of thing, but if you had to break it down from a percentages perspective, what's a good sort of rule or guide to go by between now and race day?
So look, we're now well into the taper. So the focus now is really around making sure we don't have any niggles, we're freshening up the legs. Probably got one more week of Monday to Friday, not really changing that training. So if you are doing speed, hills, strength, and the volume of training, you'll keep pretty similar for that one last week. But by, you know, the weekend runs, we're already into the 20s. The guys doing finishers programs are probably looking at 20 to 22, we call it a half marathon at most, and the guys running silvers are around about the 25K mark. And then we move into the taper proper. And for those last 2 weeks, your Monday to Friday, you cut in half. So 50% of what you were doing the week before. So if your easy run was an hour, you'll run half an hour. If you did 8 times 2 minute hills, you'll do 4 times 2 minute hills and so on. And then on the weekend, you will run very little, somewhere between 8 and 12 Ks. And I always count the last weekend as your last week. So really, there's nothing we can do to get fitter. All we can do now is make ourselves fresher, but you still want to feel good and comfortable. So in the last week, I still advocate running on the same days that you always run, but you'll start at the beginning of the week, you'll run between 20 and 40 minutes easy, and as you get closer to the end of the week, you will get down to like 15 maximum 20 minute runs. And if you are used to running on a Saturday, then I would still run on Saturday, but I would do 10 to 15 minutes nice and easy, and then you'll still have that nice light loose feeling when you run come Comrades race day.
Awesome. There we go. Don't forget, 17th of May is the next Comrades Marathon webinar. Go check it out. The website to get to, coachperry.com/comrades-marathon-webinar. You don't want to miss that. We're going to show you exactly how you can save at least 20 minutes on race day, okay? The link is in the show notes. Until next time, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.